After a tough extra inning loss earlier Saturday, the Wildcats baseball team defeated Mansfield Legacy 5-4 in 8 innings on the road to capture the second round series 2-1. The Wildcats play Corsicana next. I talked with Wildcats baseball coach Jared Hammock shortly after the series clinching win.
Coach, an amazing day here, a couple of extra inning ball games, and boy, oh boy, we'll come out on top.
Well, I think the only thing you can say is maybe we just outgutted them. I mean, we just hung in there, and, you know, that was such a disappointing game two loss, because I thought Ben Brooks threw outstanding. He didn't deserve, you know, he didn't get a loss, but he deserved a win, and we just couldn't figure that guy out. You know, he was throwing a lot of off-speed stuff, and we just didn't make the adjustments that we always talk about, and, you know, slow our timing down and getting on top of the ball, and we just never did, and so it put us in a tough spot. And then, you know, I thought Hunter Coleman, again, just guts out there in the heat and tired and just giving us all he got. And then, of course, we bring in a little JV kid, Mason Buck, and he holds his own for a little bit. And, you know, I know Cade Hudgens was upset that he took the loss in game one and kind of felt like it was all his fault. And I just wanted him to know, you know, when he came out on the field, I let him know that, you know, we feel like you're the guy, and that's why you're back out here. Trust your stuff, because I trust your stuff. And he gave us an inning or two there, and we had to make it, you know, two outs, two strikes. We couldn't just do it earlier, but I just think they gutted it out. I really do. And, I mean, their kids did too. We just did it a little bit more, just a little bit more. It was a roar, it was a battle, and I couldn't be prouder of them.
Yeah, Tyler Follis puts it in the hole. And a wide throw to first, and Larry Pryor scores, and that big one there.
Yeah, he didn't look very good on his first two swings. I wasn't even sure he was going to put it in play, but he said, Coach, I scooted up in the box, and I just put it in play in that hole. And they've got a really good shortstop. He's a good, solid kid, but it was deep in that hole, and, you know, Follis busted his rear end down the line, and like I said, the throw was just a little bit maybe off, and, you know, and we win. And so we're certainly happy to be going to the quarterfinals.
Tell us about Corsicana. They were in the other East Texas district, and apparently some really good pitching that they've got.
Yeah, I think they're very similar to White House, just a little bit better. Those two were in the same district, and they had two really good ball games. You know, the White House coach told me he thought they should have won both of them, but they didn't. And so Corsicana, you know, I think they've got some gutsy kids, and they just hang in there and scrap. And I don't think they've got a dominant guy on the mound. I just think they play good, solid baseball, which is what you're going to get once you get to this round. Teams are going to be solid, and team that makes the fewest mistakes and gets the, you know, more key hits is probably who's going to end up winning the series.
KSST Sports.